and hammer him on what he's used to say.
Oh, hell, we're going to ignore that. Just pull out what he has said on various occasions.
Right.
Jay Lovestone called me yesterday, and he said that told me to get a hold of the July issue of Playboy last year, in which McGovern had an interview, and according to Lovestone, he's a communist. He said this guy is just so far out, and they're
bringing it around.
Well, the FLCIO has taken care of it for us. They're going to circulate that. So we're
at the convention. I
think. Oh yes, yeah. We'll start getting in that regard, Mr. President. We'll start getting a lot of help because it's just a matter of, in a few places, money, which Mitchell
can Meany, can Meany really shift to take McGovern, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
You just sit it out, you mean? He'd be for him, but not.
Yeah, they'll go. They may go through the motions. I'm not even sure they'll do that. They may just not endorse. If they do endorse, they will do it in a perfunctory way, and then they just won't turn the organization out for him.
They'll go out and work for Congress.
Sure, Congress and Senate. And they've already, that word has so filtered out of Meany's office right now that it would take a lot of backtracking for him now to get McGovern. And of course, McGovern is an arrogant son of a bitch.
He really is.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think he'll...
A little sanctimonious.
That's right. Of course, a statement like Laird's yesterday, you know, has a hell of an impact on Meany and his people. That's the kind of thing that's catchy, and that will get well played through the union. We're doing very well with the labor unions, very well at the moment.
I keep right at it.
Well, I'm just enormously encouraged. Rogers, the weekend he spent up in New York, first with the New York Times printers, and then with all the building trades, he's convinced that. Personally, he's convinced that you will have all of the major unions in New York, regardless of what Meany does, endorsing us and working for us. He's positive. But
Rocky can really help there, boy. He's got real push of those guys, hasn't he?
Yes, he does. And he's being very helpful. He set up one big statewide affair last week that was very good. And he's working hard that side for us. And the feelings are very good. You know, they're very, very conservative bunch in that New York labor movement.
Okay. We'll keep the fire burning.
We'll keep it going here, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.